Speaking of Dora, who is actually the guitar player from the German power metal band called Elmsfire. How's it going for you today, Dora?
Very good.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Metal Messiah Radio.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, you want to tell me how Elmsfire got started? You want to give me a brief history?
I can do that. Well, we're not such a young band anymore. We started playing back in 99. And I guess we changed a lot during the years. We sounded a lot more death metal, like when we started. And we didn't have a straight direction as to what we wanted to sound like. We just wanted to play the music that we loved most, and that, I guess, with everybody bringing in their own influences, were all types of heavy metal. It was just later that we discovered a certain typical Elmsfire style.
Killer. So, I mean, would you like to tell me on, you know, your album, which is called Visa the Sun, why did you guys choose that name for that album?
I think Thieves of the Sun, which is also kind of the title track of the album, is that one song which was emotionally the most important to us. The core experience behind that song is, I guess, something that most of us could relate to in some fashion. Like when somebody has taken something very precious from you, like stealing the sun away from your life.
I totally understand that, like being robbed of something, you know?
Exactly.
So I totally understand where you're coming from, whether it be money or like your boyfriend, girlfriend, or anything in particular.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, like they're stealing like all your passion away from your life. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yes, you got it.
So who exactly, you know, designed your album cover? I mean, it's pretty killer, that monster. I mean, where did that come about? Who designed that?
Thanks for the compliment.
I love it.
I'm glad to hear that. It's been designed by our lead guitarist, Germano. And I think he loves challenges. And he knew from the start he wanted to do this. And it took him almost 6 months to finish it. And he's not very satisfied with it. But he had a very clear vision of what he wanted it to be like.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. I mean, all you see is this monster with these green legs. It's like, wow, killer. He did an awesome job.
The monster has green legs. That's actually a harpy, like from classical Greek mythology.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is it's also where the lyrics are taking you.
Killer. So how long did this CD actually, you know, take to make from, you know, from start to finish recording-wise?
Well, I cannot really say how long songwriting took us. All in all, maybe half a year. And then two recording sessions, like 4 weeks to record it, and one of those weeks was just for the vocal job. Since our first singer and then the drummer left the band, I'm still convinced we did a quite good job there.
Well, that's not that bad.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I've heard people actually take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, so that's not that bad, actually.
Yeah, well, time wasn't the problem, money was.
Oh, I can understand that. I mean, I've heard it takes, you know, between $25,000 to like $30,000 sometimes, you know, in order for you to, you know, make a CD.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
So can you tell me how, like, your writing process is done? You know, where do you get your inspirations for, like, all your songs off this album?
Okay, well, let's start with the songwriting process first. I guess our master songwriter, the visionary behind the music, that's our guitarist also, who occasionally gets up during the night having had a vision or a dream about some song or riff which he then needs to record straight away just not to forget it. I think those ideas that we then work sitting together and just let the music flow and see where the mood or feeling will take us. Yes, I think the base of every song, a song is an authentic experience we had. And, well, they push to the surface. When we sit down writing the lyrics, we start out like taking the instrumental demo version, listening to it, and everyone's writing down just what he's seeing in his mind. And surprisingly, it's, well, almost everybody has a common idea about it.
Cool.
And then we are trying to seek out a mythological counterpart in which we can disguise the whole thing. It's just a bit like reading a Neil Gaiman novel.
Hey, that's cool that everybody, you know, all the team members just, you know, collaborate everything that you're wanting to do, you know? Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I guess so. We just wanted everybody involved in the writing process to just get more out of it.
That's awesome. I mean, good collaboration, very good teamwork. That's what a band should be like, you know?
Yeah. Well, we always aim to be like that. It's not always been easy, and this is already said, we had a lot of lineup changes during the years.
So what other bands or projects were you ever in?
Huh. Well, no, this is my first band, my only one, and most likely will be my last one, and I don't regret that.
Awesome. So, you know, being a guitar player, I mean, you have to have, you know, musical influences for you. I mean, who actually are your idols?
My idols.
Your idols as a guitar player.
Okay, you won't be surprised. I guess many people will tell you that. It's like Slash from The Roses.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
It's just the truth.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Slash of Guns N' Roses. I mean, he's a very underrated guitar player.
Huh. Thanks.
Yeah. Not many people actually mention him to me, so it's cool. Is there anybody else who actually influences you on playing guitar?
No, not that I could name him in a fashion like I could with Slash, I guess.
Cool. So what actually is your, you know, favorite song off the album, Thieves of the Sun, to play guitars on?
It's the opener, Worth of the Tale. It has got this pretty funky feeling to it, and, yeah, I guess it's because I wrote that riff.
Of course, it's your child. Of course, it's
yes,
your
child. My baby.
Of course, I mean, it's a pretty shredding guitar, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I love playing it, I love listening to it.
So what actually is your musical background? I mean, how did that all get started? Why did you want to become a female guitar player? I mean, there's not many of them out there. Which is pretty fucking killer.
Yeah, let's say I always loved metal music. Then I went out watching the bands I loved most live on stage, and I just thought when I saw these guys up there, oh God, they're so cool. I want to be just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been the question, oh, shit, I'm a girl. That's going to be a problem. No, I just did what I wanted to do.
Cool.
So, whole story.
Hey, that's pretty killer. I mean, you definitely are a pretty awesome guitar player.
Don't flatter me.
No, seriously, I mean, I've heard many guitar players out there, and you definitely shred.
I'm still working on it.
So are you planning on touring with this album, actually?
Yeah, we'd love to, as soon as it rains money.
The muddy rain cloud, please come down on Doro for
yes,
all the time.
Please, right away.
Please.
Please.
So how's it working with Massacre Records? I mean, you've got some awesome company with you. I mean, how are they treating you?
Really, really great. We're so glad. We're so happy this happened to us. You can buy all this publicity with now. And they're really doing a great job. Seeing this album finally released this month, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely your debut album. You're probably hitting, you know, the whole entire world with, you know, as a storm, you know. It's probably killer.
I hope it will hit just like that.
So, how can actually fans access your music? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have a MySpace? Do you have any websites?
Yeah, we have MySpace. We're on Facebook. We're on Last.fm, YouTube. Luckily, we have the internet. It's not no problem, I guess, finding us.
so happy.
Or he'd come see us live.
I would love to come to Germany to go see your live.
Yeah, well. So what are you planning to do on your next holiday, huh?
Well, I would love to go to Oktoberfest, you know? Definitely.
I see.
Germany's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm living here all day, so... Maybe I don't recognize this anymore. I just think California would be awesome one day.
Hey, you're more than welcome to come over here.
Yeah, we'd love to. Just as much as you'd like to come to Germany, I guess.
So how do you feel about, you know, internet radio, being that, you know, Metal Messiah Radio, such as me, playing your music all over the world? How are your thoughts?
Oh, gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, it's so great. No, I'm really excited about this whole idea. And I'm so glad there's platforms that still feel, I guess, like the underground and the huge number of people who are being ignored by the media. It's just great. And I simply still can't believe it's true all over the world. Whoa.
Yeah, you're definitely
hard to, it's really hard to put that into words for me.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm on the air, I mean, I definitely broadcast you all over the world. I have people from Lebanon, I have people from Australia, all over the United States, South America, especially you also in Germany I'm hitting, you know, it's pretty cool.
Hello, world! I love you!
So how do you feel about people, you know, actually, you know, downloading music on the internet? Do you have any thoughts or feelings?
I think I'm okay with that. Music to us, or let's say to me, it's about passion and not only mine. So if you download the music that you love, I can't forgive that. If you like it, maybe you want to buy the CD afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, you know, giving back to bands as, you know, concert tickets, buying hats, t-shirts, pins, what have you. Also support, you know, bands just like yourself that are just starting out.
Yes, of course, you're right.
So, are you actually endorsed on GuitarJet? I mean, what kind of equipment are you actually using?
No, we're not endorsed. Whatever equipment we use, we had to pay for it ourselves, and we're very proud of it. And it's no surprise, I guess. I'm playing two very nice Gibson Les Pauls.
Cool.
And we're using Fryette certification. Yeah, well, I guess for us guitarists, that's that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, Gibson Les Pauls are, you know, awesome guitars. A lot of people use them and has very good clean tone in them, you know?
They've also got this warm, organic sound to them, and I love it. I would not change a brand of the guitar.
Awesome. So how do you actually feel about, you know, the power metal scene, the progressive metal scene, actually, you know, the huge heavy metal scene? How do you feel as it today as to, like, years ago? Do you think it changed? Do you think it got better? Do you think it got worse?
I think it's very much alive. A lot of people might think this scene has shrunk or is even kind of non-existent, and I'm always glad to see those people are wrong. Just looking South America or even Southern Europe like Italy and Greece, which prove every day it's very much alive. I just believe the scene doesn't get that much attention anymore as it used to get.
So what actually has been actually your biggest challenge as a band, also for yourself?
Our biggest challenge has been between the two recording sessions of Thieves of the Sun, when first our singer and then our drummer left the band. That sucked a lot, I can tell you that. Everything's on the edge back then, and we didn't really know if we'd ever finished what we began. And even if the world wouldn't, if the work would be the same, or if the band wouldn't cease to exist, But I guess the remaining members, a lot of us, we just decided to see this whole thing through no matter what, and it wasn't easy. But here we are, still.
Hey, that's cool that you guys just picked up and just went on, you know. That's definitely pretty, you know, metal of you just pick up and say, hey, you know what, fuck this, we're just gonna just go on, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta give you guys props.
That was the kind of attitude.
That's killer. That's very killer. So what bands are you actually listening to now?
I guess my two favorites right now are Amorphis.
Cool.
And Sevenfold.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. Who would you actually love to tour with as a dream with Elmsfire? I mean, what actually would be your ultimate bill?
Mayan.
Mayan?
Yeah. I guess as the ultimate dream would be like Iron Maiden.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maiden's definitely a killer band.
Yeah, it's a killer band. It's a huge fan, and boy, you ask me irrationally. If I could pick today?
Anytime.
And it'd be Maiden.
Cool. I mean, anytime, you know, I mean, you can even go back to like the 50s. I've heard people tell me they want to tour with different people, but, you know, Maiden definitely rules. I love Maiden and I love Priest. I mean, that's definitely killer.
Hey, yeah, I love Maiden. Well, I guess it doesn't have to be Maiden. I wouldn't care. Just touring would do it for me just right now.
So are you guys going to be recording another album or have any plans to do it? You guys write any new songs for it yet?
Yeah, we definitely are. We want to record a new album, maybe, let's say, next year, as soon as we save enough money again. And we're very busy songwriting right now. The next album will be at least as good as this, maybe a bit darker, but just as good as this. Better.
Taylor, so what do you like to do when you're not playing, you know, guitar? Do you have any hobbies?
When are we not playing? Well, work's not my hobby, but I guess I put very much time just into this whole music thing. But when I'm not playing, yeah, well, maybe just watching BSG again.
Cool. So what actually does, you know, 2012 hold for Elmsfire? I mean, you guys have any plans?
Hopefully we're going to do a lot of gigs. That's what we absolutely need now. And as I said before, a tour would be, just as you put it, killer.
Well, let Masker, you know, hook you up. I mean, they definitely got the connections. Especially Tom Hack. He knows a lot of people.
Yeah, so maybe I should suggest this to him?
Go right ahead. I mean, you definitely have, you know, Mystic Prophecy to go tour around with on Massacre. You have, you know, Voices of Destiny, Gun Barrel, as you were mentioning to me that you're friends with them.
Yeah, we have powerful and mighty colleagues. Let's pull some strings.
Well, it's also not to mention, I mean, the whole entire scene in Germany as a whole is exploded with metal. I mean, you got Wacken right there at your doorstep.
You see, the scene is alive, and it's getting bigger every day.
Seriously, I mean, I would love to just go to Germany and just hang out and go to Wacken. I mean, there's so many awesome bands. I wish that festival would come here to the United States, but that'll never happen.
Who knows? I mean,
not to mention, I mean, on the record, pretty much, you know, you have Blind Guardian, who's from Germany. You have,
yeah, true.
You have, actually, who else do you have? You have Brainstorm, Symforce.
Creator,
exactly. One of the best thrash metal people out there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you're living in a metal country. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Plus, I love it.
Plus, not to mention, you have Hacker Shore, which is my favorite German beer.
Which then me, maybe cool. I can send you some German beer.
Awesome. So do you have anything you want to mention to these people on Metal Messiah Radio that I haven't covered yet?
Apart from that I'm still short from Panic King, and very happy to have this incredible opportunity talking to you, and having all these great people listening to me. I cannot be happier right now.
Hey, it's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. We'll stick around, Doro, for a minute after we're done. But this is DJ Sin signing out, Metal Messiah Radio.